May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1085. Hence, vain intruding world, depart, no more allure nor vex my heart. Let every vanity be gone, I would be peaceful and alone. 1085.
Let's read together from the Word of God, Peter's second epistle, and reading from chapter 3. Second epistle to Peter, reading from chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Saviour, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and for ever. Amen. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us. Help us to call upon his name at the throne of grace. O Lord, once more we would seek to draw near unto thee, and in that true worship of thy great, thy holy name, and in that professed way, in spirit and in truth, and Lord, that we may come to thee and before thee with a true, sincere heart, and that heart, Lord, which is renewed by grace, and that heart, Lord, that thou wilt receive, and that heart, O Lord, that looks for mercy. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt be pleased to look down upon us once more and be present with us, that each of our hearts may be drawn to thee in faith and love and in hope. And we pray, Lord, again for thy presence. We pray, Lord, that thy word and thy truth may indeed be profitable unto us this evening. May our worship prove to be a true sacrifice of prayer and worship, Lord. Be pleased to look down upon it, Lord, as the work of thine own hands, Lord. We're coming sinners before thee, Lord, and we're those, Lord, drawn to thee. We do believe and truly through the cords of thy love, thy mercy that we found through Calvary's cross, that mercy through blood. Oh, it is our only plea, Lord. And we plead the merits of thy dearly beloved Son, our acceptance before thee, O Lord our God. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear our prayers and petitions, we pray thee. We thank thee, Lord, for being with us in the interval, Lord, and thou hast kept us, preserved us, Lord. But, O Lord, to bring us again this evening, our Lord, may we know, Lord, that fellowship with thee, and feel, Lord, that fellowship, feel that union with thee, Lord, through our worship, through thy word, through the gospel, through our praises to thy name. And we do pray that we may worship to thy honour and thy glory this evening hour. Be pleased, Lord, to draw each of our poor souls into a fellowship of union with thee, of peace and love and rest to our souls. We pray thee, Lord, and be pleased, Lord, to bless us each with tokens, Lord, of thy love and grace and mercy to us. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may be those, Lord, that shall partake of thee through the gospel and learn and know of thee this evening hour, and that we may be helped and enabled, Lord, to take something beyond the chapel steps as we conclude our service this day. O Lord, leave us not empty, sent away, Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord, some word, some thought, some desire, some affection, Lord, something, Lord, that will bring us near to thee, something, Lord, that even may be that good work begun. Lord, we pray in our poor souls, we pray thee. But, oh, come and speak to each one of us, Lord, we pray. And, Lord, may thy word and thy truth be made effectual and powerful in our hearts, Lord, a word of life, Lord, and of peace and of power in our souls, we pray thee. Do be pleased then to appear to each one of us and help us, Lord, this evening hour to worship thee in faith, and be pleased, Lord, to meet our needs in the gospel. We thank thee, Lord, for this day. We thank thee, Lord, for our gatherings together. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a witness of the gospel in this thy house of prayer in Swavesey. And we pray, Lord, be pleased to look down upon this house and all they that dwell therein. We pray thee to the glory of thy name. O Lord, we do pray that thy gospel indeed may come forth a word to refresh and to renew, a word to impart life and peace to our souls, a word to quicken us, Lord, into newness of life. All we need, Lord, quickening by thy Spirit and power. O Lord, that our souls may be enlarged upon thy name, upon thy word, and that, Lord, our souls might live and have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, be made precious to each one of us. We pray thee, Lord. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to show thyself in all the glory of thy salvation to us each. We pray thee, Lord. O wondrous blessing, Lord, to poor guilty sinners, a cross indeed of love and mercy, and fastened upon the cross, our great salvation. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt reveal thyself to each one of us this evening, our Lord. Oh, may we have some consolation, some confirmation in our souls that we are thine, that thou art ours in ties of blood. Oh, may we be able to know and to feel, Lord, that we do belong to thee, that we're under divine ownership, Lord, and that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to be with us, that constant companion and friend of sinners. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thou dost visit thy people in thy salvation. Thou didst come to those two on the Emmaus road, Lord, and truly they were blessed in their souls, despondent, Lord. They sought and desired that quickening power of thy word and thy Spirit upon them, and thou didst give it to them, Lord, because thou didst promise, Lord, that I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you, and Lord, what a mercy it was that thou didst come unto them, and Lord, opened up the scriptures of truth concerning thyself, Lord, and oh, their poor hearts began to warm within them as the Son of Righteousness arose with healing in his wings to restore them, to speak words of comfort, peace and joy to their souls, and Lord, till their heart burned within them. Lord, do appear unto each one of us, we pray thee, this evening hour. Oh, may, Lord, our visitation here prove, Lord, to be a place, Lord, and a time to be remembered, that thou wilt visit each soul. We pray thee, Lord, in thy salvation. Do be pleased to keep us and preserve us each, Lord, in our way and path here below. Help us to go forth, Lord, to all those things that we're about, naturally speaking, Lord. Let help us to go about them, Lord, in thy name, Lord. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to bless us each, Lord, as we go forth in thy name. O Lord, it is thou, Lord, that has brought us thus far. It is thou, Lord, that hath given us our vocation here below. Lord, may we not despise it, Lord, but may we be thankful, Lord, for what thou hast done and wrought for us providentially here below. Still continue to lead us and to guide us all our journey through. Help us, Lord, in all things that do concern us here below, to wait upon thee, Lord, and to commit everything into thine ever-merciful hands, Lord, and leave us not to our own selves, Lord, to the dictates of our own hearts by nature, Lord. Oh, if we follow our own hearts, Lord, we will only run into trouble, Lord, and we've proved it, Lord, before. Oh, we've proved it, Lord. Oh, Lord, our path has been ordained for us even before time began, and Lord, we do pray, help us to walk out that path here below and to go forth in that way, Lord, that thou hast ordained for us. We pray thee and keep us in that way and path, Lord, and watch over us for good. And pray, Lord, that we may receive tokens, Lord, as we journey forth, those high heaps and waymarks, Lord, where we can reflect and look back, Lord, and see where thou hast visited us in this and that place, Lord, where thou hast shown to us thy love and thy mercy, and where thou hast come and encouraged us in our faith and love to thy name. O Lord, we seek and desire, Lord, these little Bethels to our souls as we journey forth here below. O be pleased to come to us, Lord, and work in us thy will and thy power. And we do pray, Lord, and commit, Lord, this nation of ours into thy hands, Lord. We made mention this morning that all things, Lord, have been given into thy hands, Lord. O Lord, we commit this nation of ours, Lord, into thy hands. Yes, Lord, we have sinned and offended against thee. And it is true, Lord, that confusion of face belongeth unto us, Lord, that we are those indeed that have turned our back upon thee, Lord. We have despised thy word. We have turned, Lord, from following thee, and desecrated thy Lord's day, and, Lord, whoever blasphemed thy name. And, Lord, thy just judgment, Lord, is deserving upon us, Lord. Oh, but, Lord, be pleased to hear the prayers of the remnant, Lord. Oh, Lord, look down upon the faithful, Lord, those who want to follow thee, Lord, and those who want to give glory to thy name, Lord, and those who seek, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to come to our help and to our need. We pray thee and pray for it, Lord. Be pleased, Lord, to rule and to overrule, Lord, in all things, Lord, concerning this nation, and that thy will might be done concerning us, we pray thee. Help us, Lord, to wait upon thee, Lord, in respect of these things. But, Lord, we do pray that we may know that separation from other nations, Lord, if it will be thy gracious will. And, Lord, let this nation be ruled in righteousness, Lord, for it is righteousness that exalteth a nation. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt come to us, Lord. Come to our help, Lord. We're undeserving of it, but be pleased, Lord, to hear our prayers and our pleas before thee, Lord. And be pleased, Lord, to overrule the counsels of men, the wisdom of men, Lord, we pray thee, which availeth nothing. But, Lord, come, we pray thee, Lord, that divine wisdom, and let thy counsels be fulfilled in the midst of us, Lord, we pray thee, and be pleased, Lord, that thou wilt show thy mercy, and that there, that it might be, Lord, that thou wilt put faithful men and women into government, and to rule and reign over this nation, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, thy word, O Lord, may be set forth in the midst, Lord, of those that govern and rule. We pray thee, Lord. Nothing is too hard for thee, Lord, we know, and we ask these things of thee. Be pleased, Lord, to pardon and forgive all our sin, the sins of this another day, Lord, another day to repent, another day to seek pardon and forgiveness. We thank thee, Lord, for the fountain of thy precious blood that still flows today. O Lord, may we feel its cleansing, healing virtue, washing us clean and thoroughly, Lord, from all sin and defilement. Be pleased to help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say. Lead him into thy truth, Lord. And we pray that thy word through thy servant may also be blessed in the hearts of thy people. Open each heart, Lord, as thou didst Lydia. And, O Lord, may each be made attentive to thy word and thy truth, to hear it and to receive it, mixed with faith and to the glory of thy great name. And we ask these mercies in and through that all-precious name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. 927.
Thank you.
seeking the help of Thee, Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, and reading from verses 14 and 15. The second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, reading from verses 14 and 15. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for something, for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. It is the first part of the 15th verse. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things. Paul, concluding this epistle, writing to the scattered strangers, to those that were in a path of trial and affliction, trouble, those who were the godlies of the Lord's people, despised of the world, rejected of them, and yet they have the Lord. And Peter is showing to them that the time will come, the consummation of all things. It must always be before us. The coming of the Lord Jesus should always be in our prayers and in our petitions. This is all our hope and our expectation. Jesus is coming again. Mustn't make any mistake about that. He will come in a day and an hour that we know not, but he has bidden us be also ready. And by prayer and supplication we can be ready. By waiting for him in his promise we can be ready. He will not fail in his promises, for he is faithful that hath promised. And then also, it is here that Peter is encouraging them through their trouble, through their distresses. He is comforting their souls. They've got something to look to, dear friends. Beyond all these earthly things here below, beyond all their troubles, their afflictions and trials, they've got something to look to. Jesus is coming again. And the words of our text are those words that we would take knowledge of. Things as we see them here below, he says in the words, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, this earth, everything that is corrupt and polluted, everything, dear friends, that has been tainted with sin, everything will be all burnt up and become nothing. It will be true. The day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. You see, We've got something here, dear friends, something here for our poor souls to take possession of, something here that belongs to us through Jesus. You see, everything's going to be burnt up here below. Everything's been corrupted and tainted with sin, even from the beginning, from the fall, you see. And everything that is of evil and wickedness, all going to be burnt up. And we look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And dear friends, let us have some little hope and expectation in our souls. For we seek a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And dear friends, there's nothing here really below, is there? All the pleasures and the vanities of this life, all going to be burnt up, dear friends, become nothing. But what have we got? What are we blessed with? Oh, what a mercy it is to be one of these here that are spoken of in these words of our text. And it is a truth that in verse 9 it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward." Who's this usward? To usward. He's writing to the scattered strangers. He's writing to the elect of God, dear friends. This is who he's writing to usward. Oh, is it something that we have an interest in for our poor souls? He says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied." The elect of God, dear friends, to usward. And this must be our encouragement. You see, it's a word for the Lord's dear people. And we all want an interest in this word. Oh, let us seek it. Let us be one of these, dear friends. Let our great need be of Jesus. I will open up the truth of it in a moment. But you see, let us seek the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. May the Lord help us. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things. What are those things that we're looking for? Well, Jesus is coming again. That is, dear friends, awaiting upon him. Our faith in him. He will come, dear friends. And every eye will see him. There's no doubt about that. The scriptures declare it. And this is the mercy that the church wait for. To behold him. It's the glorious truth of the wholeness and the freeness of our salvation in Jesus. It is a salvation unto the uttermost meaning, everlasting life. Oh, let us see that through the cross, dear friends. It doesn't remain here upon the earth. No, dear friends. The Lord's dear people, once they have been blessed, and with that great salvation in Jesus, they can look beyond these earthly things, earthly and time state things, with a living faith in the promise of the Lord that he is coming again and that he has prepared a place for them. I go to prepare a place for you. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, are we truly waiting for Jesus, for his appearing? This is the ultimate blessing, when we shall see him as he is. He that suffered, he that endured so much for us, are we able to say, as Peter John writing, we mentioned about John, as John writing this morning, the Lord, from what we spake this morning, he which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Dear friends, are we those that can repeat those words? Is there anything here below to hold us? Is there, dear friends, it's a mercy to have the house of prayer, the Lord's house, where I'm talking about the perishing things of time and sense. Those things, dear friends, that are but for a moment and one day will become nothing. Let us be helped, dear friends, to wait for the Lord and his coming. This is the most glorious truth of the gospel. And is this, dear friends, our great need at this time? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, dear friends, there is a glory before us. We cannot, in our poor minds, contemplate it, but there is a glory before us. And it's Jesus and the host of heavenly angels that shall appear when he will come again the second time to judge the world. He will come with the host of heavenly angels. We just don't know how these things will be. But dear friends, to the church, it will be a most glorious time. It will be the glory, dear friends, that belongs to God the Father for the special gift of his dearly beloved Son, unspeakable gift to come and save some from lost mankind by his great salvation. There is a glory, dear friends, in the redemption of our souls. And that glory is in God, in the gift of his dearly beloved Son. There is our full redemption through his blood, our full and free salvation that is given to us. And dear friends, it was in that most glorious and precious person, his dearly beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may we be able to ask the Lord more and more to fasten our poor souls upon the glory of this dear man that suffered in our room instead. You see, and then let this be a hope. Let us be able to anticipate his coming. For dear friends, as we spake of those things this morning, Jesus saying, follow thou me. Well, dear friends, are we following the Lord Jesus in these things? Are we following him to be a part of him? That is what this word is here. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him. That we may be found of him. There cannot be anything more important in our lives. I do not think there should be. We're only here for a few moments of time, and Jesus in his providence will take all care of us here below. But you see, it's faith that can look beyond these inferior things here below. Faith that can lay hold of the promise of the Lord. Faith that can draw our hearts to him, that we might be found of him. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth, the right hand of the Father. Set your affection on things that are above, not on things of the earth. Things above. The earth's things, dear friends, are but for a moment. Those things that are above are eternal, in the heavens and everlasting. They will abide and remain forever. Dear friends, let us, as helped, be enabled to set our affection on things that are above. That is where Jesus is, isn't it? You see, and see the blessing that Jesus showed unto the Hebrew Christians. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. Oh, this is the wonderful truth, unto a city of the living God. Dear friends, this is the wonderful truth of what the gospel has done and procured for us, that we can, by faith, look above. That is what Paul is writing to the Hebrew Christians, that their faith may be centered in that place where Jesus is, and then unto the city of the living God. These are living souls, dear friends. The spirits of just men made perfect. Those, dear friends, who came through their course here below. Those who came through much tribulation. Those, dear friends, who suffered for the name and for the sake of Jesus. The spirits of just men made perfect. They came through, dear friends. The conquest was won for them. Who won it? Jesus. Jesus said, I have overcome the world, be of good cheer. And they came to heaven, just spirits, the men, just spirits made perfect through the Lord, is the wonderful truth. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Oh, we got some interest here, dear friends, written in heaven. Were our names written in heaven, dear friends, before time began? The Lamb's Book of Life? Is it there, dear friends, that Jesus, the Lamb of God, suffered, bled and died for us before time began? Because it is true. The church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And then, dear friends, to the God and judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. The Lord, our God, is coming again to judge the world, dear friends. And what a great mercy it will be for these words of our text here, that we might be found of him. That we might be found of him. If we are found of him, there will be no judgment to come upon the Lord's elect. None whatsoever. You see, is the truth. I speak these things because of the preciousness of our never dying immortal souls. You see, I can speak from this pulpit. I can tell you that I was very neglectful, careless and indifferent about my soul. But you see, now I can tell you about it, so that, dear friends, you won't fall. You won't fall. If it wasn't for the Lord that came, picked me up, dear friends, out of the gutter of this earth. You see, I never... Although I went to chapel, I was very indifferent. I was taken up, dear friends, yes, with other things. Things which concern my living here below, my family and so forth. But they were not to be the first things, really. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, you see. And that wasn't with me. But my mercy is this, that the Lord came and he sought me out, found me. And I tell you, I praise his name to this day, that this poor man's name was written in heaven, and I knew nothing of it. Oh, and if my poor name was written in heaven, then Jesus was sent into this world to save me and to redeem me from my sins and iniquities. And dear friends, all my concerns of this world, and I was getting on quite well, yes, prospering really, but it all had to stop. It did stop. The Lord brought me to nothing in and of myself, but he became my treasure. And he's all I want today. None but Jesus. Yes, I have to live here below, of course, but there's something here that's so important. Are we waiting for Jesus? Are we found of him? Are we found in him? In him and of him? Partaking of him? Does he dwell in us by faith and his spirit? You see, do we belong to him? Are we owned by him? Do we seek and serve him as our God, our Saviour, our friend? You see, is that the truth? To be found of him, united to him, in fellowship with him, you see, in converse with him. Is this it? Of him, belonging to him, owned by him, blessed by him. You see, a desire for him, a love for his name, a love for his word, his gospel, a love for him. Is this, dear friends, being found of him? You see, and I do thank the Lord he brings me into those moments here below when there is none like him. He is my one treasure in heaven, and I need him. I need him to bring me through my course. I need to be of him, to partake of him. I need him in all stations of my life. I need him. It is a great mercy to be found of him. It can be found, dear friends, in that great love that he showed to sinners at Calvary. Peter says this, whom having not seen, ye love. You see, it's very difficult to love something that we haven't seen, or to love anyone that we haven't seen. You see, but you see, it's the blessing of the cross, isn't it? It's the blessing of Jesus found in the room and place of the sinner, and it's the blessing that is pardoned and forgiven all sin. And then we see and feel the great love that he showed towards us, and that love is reciprocated, and we know that dear Redeemer loved us and died for us, is the truth. And that's to be found of him. A love for this glorious man that came and laid down his life for sinners is the wonderful truth to be found of him. Paul could say, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before. Ooh, what is it, dear friends? Why, it's his past life. Dear friends, yes, it was that, dear friends, that would have led him into an eternity of damnation. But the Lord appeared on the Damascus Road and stopped him. It was grace, you see. And what did the Lord give him? Salvation and heaven and glory. He's looking now to those things that are before. Is that it, dear friends? Of him, found of him? That is partaking of him, isn't it? Do we seek and find those times and seasons, dear friends, and ask him that he would appear, that we might take up his word, and he might reveal and manifest himself to us. You see, he's able to do it, isn't he? Yes, I've known it to be true. There's times, dear friends, he has melted my poor soul because he's revealed himself. Oh, isn't this the word here? Being diligent means, dear friends, to be of haste. You see, seeing that ye look for such thing, be diligent that ye may be found of him. May the Lord help us to be found of him. You know, Mary sought the opportunity, didn't she? It wasn't the pots and the pans, you see. It was the word of the Lord. That is what she wanted. It was the word of the Lord. And the Lord would not deny her, you see, that Jesus was the one thing needful to her poor soul. And we can seek the Lord. Take every opportunity, dear friends, to be found in the Lord's house, in his ordinances, services of his house. Every possibility and every opportunity. Because, dear friends, the Lord may visit. You may receive a blessing, you see. And if you pray for it, well, the Lord is very mindful, you see, of those that will call upon his name and seek him. Let us therefore be diligent. Let us seek holiness in our hearts and lives. Let us seek godliness in our hearts and in our lives. Holiness and godliness, you see. And let us abstain from every appearance of evil. Let us be diligent. Let us be found of him. Let us seek those things that are above. You see, the Lord can give us that right frame and that mind so to do it. He's able. That you may be found of him in peace. Well, I can only think that this man shall be the peace, which is Jesus. And I can only think of the peace of the cross, dear friends. Glorious place, Calvary. That is where peace was given to sinners. But all the sufferings, what Jesus passed through and endured to give us this peace. Think of it. We were not deserving of such peace at all. Our sins were deserving hell. But dear friends, upon the cross, he gave his life for us, that we might be blessed with peace. And it's peace through his peace-speaking blood, isn't it? The precious blood that he shed for sinners, to cleanse, to heal them from all their sins and iniquities. This and the peace that came into our consciences. And was there a peace, dear friends, to be compared to this peace? That we were, as it were, set free from all our sins and iniquities, all guilt and defilement, gone and forever. You see, such peace that came upon our souls. What a wonderful mercy it is to come into the experience and the blessing of this peace. It's through Jesus and his cross. And then peace with God. Peace with God. You see, and God becomes our Father, which art in heaven, reconciled to him. Peace, because we are become his children, his sons and his daughters. Can there be any greater peace and blessing than this to the soul of a poor sinner, guilty, ruined sinner, a vile sinner? No, this It's the wonderment of grace, isn't it? Peace. And it's peace, dear friends, through Jesus. And, you know, the gospel really, it's a gospel of peace. The gospel that is preached and proclaimed. Yes, it's a gospel of peace to proclaim salvation and peace to sinners is the wonderful truth. And then once the soul is blessed with this peace, you see, it is a peace that will bring us to see wonderful blessings and promises that belong to us. We have peace. We will have peace in every part and aspect of our lives here below. Peace in all the things that we shall be about here below. I'm just thinking of a word, if I can just find it. And remembering that our God, dear friends, is the God of peace. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Always and by all means. You know, it's the soul being settled and at rest in the peace of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's that peace, dear friends, that we belong, divinely belong to God the Father now. And he owns us and we are his children. There's peace, dear friends, that we are in his family. And there is peace in that. And then there will be peace, dear friends, because it is the Lord that will be with us in every part and aspect of our lives. And it is a comfortable peace that, you see, upon our souls, that the Lord Jesus is with us in every part and aspect of our lives. Do we not come to the Lord's house here? Do we experience this peace? You see, this is peace within these walls. And it's the presence of the Lord Jesus, isn't it? And it's the presence of God the Spirit, dear friends. That is the peace, isn't it? And Jesus has promised, my peace I give unto you, you see. Oh, it's a gift for his people. And this peace, dear friends, will just have to be a little bit brief, but this peace, dear friends, we can look beyond, you know, when we can look beyond all this earthly and time state things, when Simeon was blessed, dear friends, and he held up the dear Lord Jesus in his arms. He said, let us now thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. You see, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Isn't that the peace? You see, mine eyes, the eye of our faith, dear friends, have seen our great salvation. And he had that peace. Let us now, thy servant, depart in peace. We will be ready to depart, dear friends, at the will of the Lord, because we have peace with God and through the dear Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a wonderful truth also, isn't it, in respect of this peace. It is a peace. I'm just trying to think of a word in Psalm 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. I cannot think of anything more precious than that word, dear friends. This is the truth here, that we may be found of him in peace, and in that great day, isn't it? In that great day, be found of him in peace. And then it says, without spot and blameless, without spot. It isn't, dear friends, that we're free from sin now. We're not. But sin, dear friends, oh, I've mentioned it before. It is that will trouble the newborn soul. They don't want to sin. They don't want to offend against God. But dear friends, our poor minds, we cannot keep them. Vain thoughts, imaginations, evil surmisings. Very solemn, dear friends, and we want to be free from sin, is the truth. A newborn soul hates sin, is the truth. But what Jesus has done at Calvary and at the cross, he has done forever for his people. There shall never be any spot upon them. No, it is through the merits of his blood that he cleansed and healed us, washed us clean, thoroughly, spotless. And we were arrayed in that glorious robe of his righteousness that he wrought for us at Calvary. Arrayed in that is the wonderful truth. And to have such a glorious covering on as that is our mercy, isn't it? I just think of another word, and it is a good word, that I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Dear friends, by faith, that robe was put on, and it remains on, and no devil can take it away. No. Our soul covered is the wonderful truth, without spot, and we stand pure and whole in the sight of God. And yes, we will be confessing and repenting our sins to the end of our days. But dear friends, that will be the blessing that belongs to us, because the Lord's dear people, they would not sin, would not offend against him. You see, this truth, it's Christ crucified in us, isn't it? It's a testimony of Christ and him crucified in our souls. And we would not sin. Lord, keep and preserve us from sin. Keep us from ourselves. Keep us from that great enemy, Lord. And preserve us in thy love and in thy fear. And hold us fast to thee, Lord, that we shall not sin and offend against thee. You see, let us cry the cry of a newborn soul to be kept and preserved. And then this truth, that we shall be blameless. And it means in our lives, dear friends, we know that it shall be and truly in respect of Christ and through his cross, but in our lives thereafter, when Christ has come and shown to us his mercy and salvation, covered us in the robe of his righteousness, this truth, that we shall be blameless. We shall seek to walk before him and serve him all our days. We will seek and pray that we might follow him, be more like him. You see, that will be our prayer. And this word blameless, that we shall never be able to stand accused of any, dear friends, because of our life and our conduct, our faithfulness to the Lord. And it's the way, dear friends, that he will hold us to him, and we will have to pray for grace to continue faithful to him, and that none shall be able to accuse. It will be the conduct of our lives which will be seen by all, and yet it will be a conduct, dear friends, that is correct and strict in respect of the scriptures. And that way, dear friends, that is good for those that are upright. Dear friends, we will need the Lord to bring us through our course here below. We will be praying for grace and mercy. Grace for him to keep us and to hold us to him is the truth, and blameless. I just think of a word here I shall just have to be very brief in our next part, and then this truth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Lord that will confirm us to the end. Let us have loving desires towards him. Let us know what it is truly to seek him and to follow hard after him, and to follow him in his word, be faithful to his word, and be faithful to him in our lives, in our conduct here below. Let us follow him in faith with his fear in our hearts. Blameless. And to be blameless in this respect, just thinking of another word, and then I'll just close on this point. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That is the thing, isn't it? None shall be able to charge God's elect. No, they walk uprightly before him. They desire to serve him, honour him and glorify him in their way and path and conversation here below, the conduct of their lives. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. The long-suffering of the Lord, and that is that, but the day of the Lord will come. And there may be those that shall say, well, when shall be the day of his coming, and so forth. But the Lord is not slack concerning his coming. He will come. But why isn't he come yet, dear friends? Because he is long-suffering in respect of the church, whom he will save. And there are many, I hope and trust, and I believe a church here that are seeking the Lord. They're in, at the moment, they're in the days of their unregeneracy, and the Lord is long-suffering, dear friends, because he waits to be gracious. He waits to show mercy and pardon. But dear friends, have we got some concern in respect of this? In Isaiah 30, and therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. He waits to be gracious, dear friends, and he is long-suffering towards, yes, it doesn't mean here towards a sinful world, and those, dear friends, that will remain in their ungodliness and wickedness in their lives. No, it means, dear friends, those whom the Lord has a mercy and a favour to. He is yet gathering in through the gospel, dear friends. It means that the election of grace, the end won't come until everyone has been gathered in. It will not. And he is long-suffering till that time. And then when that last elect vessel of mercy is gathered into the fold of his grace, then there will be no more need to continue this earth below. Dear friends, wait upon him. Seek him, dear friends, for his mercy to be found of him in the day in which we live here below. It's a day of grace. The gospel is preached here week by week. The prayers of the saints are offered up to the Lord. Seek the Lord, dear friends. Seek that mercy that comes through his blood, the pardon and forgiveness of all sins. Seek the Lord and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Oh, to be found of that great number, dear friends, the elect of grace, the number that no man can number, but the Lord knows the number, and he knows the name of each and every one whom he will gather and he is long-suffering till that time. He was long-suffering in respect of me, dear friends. Oh, yes. I was found dead in trespasses and in sins. He was long-suffering, dear friends, whilst I was going from day to day in sin and sin and sin. But grace and mercy came. And I tell you, I never cease to thank him for the same. Virtually every morning that I rise up, I thank him for his great salvation that came to me, one so undeserving of it. I thank him for it. May the Lord bless these few remarks. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £780, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard, and Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and God willing, Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn 514. Oh, what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. 514.
Lord, be pleased to be with each that are unable to gather together this evening in the worship of thy name, draw near to them where they are. Please, Lord, that the day's services may be to the glory of thy name. Pray, pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us now to our homes in peace and safety. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.